You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize! Transformers!
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 40. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and no, I'm not joined by Mike TFT1 Blanchard today, because, it's probably about 6:30 in the morning, and it's on Monday, March 1st, and yeah, he's not awake, so I really wanted to record something, so, this being the only show that really I could do on my own. Besides Headshot or whatnot, I decided to do an All Things Transformers, especially since we haven't had a new episode in the last few weeks. I don't have any discussion for this episode. This one will primarily be news-based, at least until we get more call-ins or questions, or until I can get a mic back on the show. Probably for the next episode or so. But, for now, I actually am going to pull up some news. There's a lot of Transformers 3, like, tidbits anyway. There's not really, like, a whole lot of information, but, I will read and report on what I have found. Some of it's a couple days old, whatever, it's just, yeah, I'm pulling this out of my ass last minute, so you'll have to bear with me. Transformers 3 to film in Chicago and Moscow. Nelson has posted an update on Michael Bay's Shoot for the Edit website, with an update about the shooting locations for Transformers 3. According to Nelson, some big action sequences will be shot in Chicago and Moscow this time around. There's a lot of speculation on whether the Autobots will have their big showdown with the Decepticons in Russia at the climax, or opening act will visit Shanghai, like in Revenge of the Fallen, or... I just don't know what to think about this yet. There's too little information. So far, right now, it's all just little bits of news. Not really much there to go on. But it is cool to see them still sticking with at least one U.S. Location. Yes, and then I'm skipping over all of the comic and toy news because, quite frankly, I don't really keep up on that. Because there's so many to keep track of. But there is Transformers War for Cybertron gameplay trailer. GameTrailers.com has put up the latest Transformers War of Cybertron trailer. This trailer was shown on GTTV earlier, 226.010, and gives us our first look at the gameplay with this new game. Gameplay looks to be fast-paced, with the main character on the Autobot side in the trailer being Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and Ratchet. The Decepticons are Megatron, Starscream, and Soundwave. There's also footage of some huge boss battles, including Omega Supreme and a massive Decepticon who just might be a new rendition of Scorponok. There's not really much that can be said about this trailer. You just have to go check it out over at GameTrailers.com. I actually went to my local GameStop yesterday and was looking through, and they have pre-orders up for the game right now, and it says summer of 2010. And I thought that was pretty cool to see. The box has, like, the exclusive, you know, try and register now to get Shockwave for downloadable content. But Yeah, so you can at least do that at this point in time. There's not an actual release date yet. It just says summer. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. Look for it. Look for all information on this. This looks to be a badass game. I'm curious whether to it's going to be a paid subscription game to play online, or if you're going to be able to play it on your hard drive and online for free, or whatnot. Only time will tell. The impression from Kotaku.com also has this to say of the game. It says the goal was not to make the best Transformers game ever. The goal was to make a great game that was a Transformers game. And it also includes the jets of obviously Starscream, but it also has Jetfire. Yeah, there's a bunch of awesomeness in this involved in this game, so be sure to go check out all the information on it over there. More Transformers 3 news. Michael Bay talks Transformers 3 promises new characters and twists. It seems Michael Bay was a guest star in Stars in the House, and true to form, he took a little time out to talk about his upcoming projects, including Transformers 3. He says he was tight-lipped about specific plans. He revealed that yes, himself and Paramount was experimenting with 3D for some Transformers scenes. He wants to see how it will look for his footage and lots of particles coming out of the frame. And of course, he also teased on adding new characters and a new story revelation, although he's not giving anything away. We're adding a lot of elements, new elements, we're adding new characters, we're adding a lot of twists. Those were his exact comments. The full article is over at MTV Movies blog. I think it's pretty cool that there's some new TF3 news, and especially from the director. Although everything that comes out of his mouth, you have to take it with a grain of salt because not everything is actually, I don't know, it's going to happen in some form or another, but you're just going to have to ignore the fact that it's all going to be tight-lipped until that time. So just keep checking back for more information on the TF3 news. I'm not quite sure what to think of the Transformers 3 at this point. There's not really anything to go on, like I said before. Something I still would be interested in to see, and hopefully they do a lot better than Revenge of the Fallen. This movie was pretty piss poor in my opinion. And it wasn't just the whole killing off Prime just to bring him back, which has been a reused plot device. I mean, granted, it worked flawlessly in the '86 movie. But every instance since then, they've killed him off just as, oh, we need to kill somebody off that's kind of important, and so we'll kill Prime, and then we'll bring him back because yeah, that's the way we function. That's just retarded. There's no reason to have had him die unless he was going to stay dead in the films. So, but yeah, that was retarded. They kind of one-upped Megan Fox with the Robo Chick. So yeah, that was kind of eh. But there's also that 30-minute running through the desert scene, trying to get from one side to the other to get to Prime's body. That was the most retarded part of the entire movie, in my opinion. Besides the Devastator balls, they got shot with a railgun. So yeah, if they could do without any more like Robo balls or Robo pissing and actually get to real humor instead of this, you know, organic type humor for that would function better on people. And please, no more Agent Simmons' ass in this movie. That was another pet peeve of mine. Also, do away with all the slow running across, you know, somewhere to get to somewhere else with wasting 30 minutes that could have been summed up in 10. But anyways, that was about my only complaints with that movie. Other than that, it was pretty good, but I hope that the third movie is much better. And I'm just wondering whether they're going to tie it up in this third movie or if they're going to drag it on. But only time will tell. Another bit of Transformers 3 news. Rumor Ray Park may get a role in Transformers 3. Reporting on this movie, Jin Left Lane News reports that Ray Park of Darth Maul, Toad, and Snake Eyes fame may also have a role in Transformers 3. The article only states that Park is expected to have a lead role, so take this as a rumor for now, and everybody's wondering whether Ray Park will play a human or will he be providing a voice for a Transformer. Hopefully, if he's a Transformer, he's like somebody kick ass, like maybe, Bludgeon or somebody who's a little bit of a ninja. That would be kind of cool to see. If not, hopefully he's just a kick-ass military guy, although I can't see what point it would be having somebody like that in the movie, that as a human, because they, granted, are kind of important, but don't really push the story along, and they can't really hurt the robots on their own, so it's not, I don't know. I would rather see him as a robot of some sort. But anyways, I think that ties it up for the news. There is one thing I want to comment on, and I want to get a bit of I'd like to get listener voicemails and emails. You can send the emails to podcast@predaconempire.com. That's where you can send the emails, or you can send them to Steve at geekcastradio.com. One of the two. Also, you can give. Jeez, this is kind of turning into a clusterfuck. It always does when I'm by myself. Go figure. You can call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Or also send an MP3 or send a file to tfg1podcast@gmail.com. Something, just send us something somewhere in some medium, or even comment on predaconempire.com/nexus for the forums. I was in FYE the other day. I was just burning time because my wife was, I think, getting a haircut or something. So I was looking at all the TV shows, all the DVDs, and I came across a group of guys talking about basically how Transformers and all other robot deviations came from Astro Boy. I do not think this is entirely true. I think there were other forms of this kind of medium before that or around it. I don't know. It was kind of irritating. They're like, "Oh, without Astro Boy, you wouldn't have Transformers. You wouldn't have this, that." I still think it would be around, regardless if Astro Boy was around or not. Somebody would have thought of robots at some point. I mean, hell, every show with sci-fi in it has featured some form of it or another. I don't know. I'm just looking for your comments and justifications. And if I'm wrong, I mean, just go ahead and tell me. Just post it in like an email or send a voicemail. I guess that will do it for now. I actually know that there's more to come on the site of Geekcast Radio as well as PredaconEmpire.com. I've been lazy with Predacon Empire for the late couple weeks. I have been busy, however, so bear with me there. I do plan to do more updates there. I do plan to reformat part of the site and redo it. But as for Geekcast Radio, we had recently an issue with somebody with name change and whatnot. Not going into it here, because frankly, I don't want to get back into it. It was in Headshot 31 if you want more information. As for the rest of Geekcast Radio. I believe this week we have a new M-Wire. We have a new Tooncast, new Secret Origins podcast. We'll have a new Beast Unleashed later this week, recorded anyway. New Toycast. I'm sure a headshot will come at some point this week. Not quite sure what else is coming, but rest assured there will be some awesomeness coming in the near future. I guess so that I don't ramble on too much longer, I'm just going to sign off. If anybody's a fan of, because I'm trying to get rid of this, for, I don't know, $20 with shipping or without shipping or something, I don't know. Anywhere from 20 to 30, somewhere. I'm looking to get rid of my Batman the Animated Series Season 1, brand new in the box. I bought it on eBay and now I'm stuck with it, even though I've got the complete series coming my way. So if anybody is interested in Batman the Animated Series, please let me know. Again, email to the other places. So for now, this is Steve Megatron Phillips signing off.
I'll be listening to All Things Transformers till all are one. This is Stan Bush signing off.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.